AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47.
And with that, the Senate will move ahead with a full vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. All Democrats voted in support of Jackson, and they got the support of Republicans Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. And for the Republicans who did not vote in favor of her nomination, Democrat Senator Dick Durbin accused them of baseless attacks.
These critical experiences bring a missing perspective to the court. It is truly unfortunate that some are trying to use them as reasons to vote against her.
Here's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
Having carefully studied her record, unfortunately, I think she and I have fundamental different views on the role of judges.
Senator Roy Blunt.
The judicial philosophy seems to be not the philosophy of looking at what the law says and the Constitution says and applying that.
Now, the next vote will happen Friday. Jackson would become the first African-American woman to serve on the high court. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.